Hallelujah. You cannot act on what you don't understand. It must be dissected. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It must be dissected. So, what is the sin of Adam and Eve? Hallelujah. What was the sin of Adam and Eve? Genesis chapter 3 verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and can you see to the eyes? Hey, allow me here to use some language, please. It was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. See where she took of the fruit thereof. She took of the fruit of that tree. Whatever that tree was offering her, she took of that fruit. Hallelujah. And did eat. She did eat. Who gave her? It is that tree that gave her. After that tree convinced her that it was good, it was sweet. When I get something, when I don't know, it's sweet. Did God say, you should not eat? That was the discussion. Before he ate. What did he say? No, 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 no. Which verse is that? Genesis chapter 2. Chapter 3 verse 1. Chapter 3 verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. So you now know it's different from other animals. He had vocal cord that he could communicate with man. And he was very intelligent, very smart, very conny. That also lets you know, praise the Lord, what qualified him. Remember, church, before we read Genesis chapter 3 verse 1, remember, because we have to understand this background very well. Hallelujah. In the Garden of Eden, these were the characters for this movie. God himself was there. Adam was there. Eve was there. Serpent was there. And Satan was there. The serpent was receiving inspiration from Satan. And he didn't know it. The serpent did not know the effect of what he was doing. He only got to know that the sexual organs, you can use it for sex and it will become pleasurable. That is the knowledge he had. Sex for pleasure. He introduced Eve to sex for pleasure. But as far as the serpent was concerned, he is only going to feel alright. He was going to... You said something, sir. He was going for... He's using one grammar. Sexual gratification. But I don't want to use gratification because gratitude has to do with payback. He's not paying back for anything. He was not paying. He didn't do, except because, and later on we get to know what was Serpent doing in that family. He was a houseboy. How do I know? You will know it later. Let me take it systematically. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As far as, hallelujah, every act of fornication today, it is done. Hallelujah. Apart from married man and woman, every single man, every single woman, any sex between a man and a woman that you have not married, you are doing it for pleasure. It is for pleasure. Why does God hate? Hallelujah. Listen. Why did God hate serpent? He didn't hate serpent because he had sex with Eve. Listen to me. He did not hate serpent. Evis, you don't hear me? So you tell them at Agbo. He did not hate Satan as the serpent. He did not curse serpent. Oh, he did not curse serpent because he had sex. This is why he cursed the serpent. Galatians chapter 1. Verse 6, 7 and 8. I marvel, Eve, Adam, that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. That is why he hated him. That is why he hated the serpent. Let's read on, so that you catch it. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel, if you preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let it be what? Verse 9. And we said, as we said before, so say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Go to Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. Go to Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. From faith to faith. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, her God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. He's quoting the Bible, quoting the word of God. But a particular tree, the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden. That's why it is there. He's always in the midst of them there. He's always moving up and down. He will smuggle among them. He's everywhere in the middle. God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. See another gospel now. Verse 4. And the serpent began to preach another gospel unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Another gospel. For God don't know that the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. This one is a lie. That's not the reason. So, why was the serpent cursed from this now? Is it because he had sex with Eve? No, but because he preached another gospel. glory be to God. He preached another gospel. That's why he was cursed. Eve was the one that listened to that gospel and took it and preached the same understanding and revelation. And the Bible says Adam also ate it. Go to chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sin of Adam. What was the sin of Adam? Verse 17. Chapter 3. And unto Adam he said, this is the sin of Adam. Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Did he curse Adam? What did he curse? He said, curse, hallelujah, is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall he bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Why did he curse the ground that you will have to till before you eat? It simply means there was somebody that was tilling it for him. And that was the duty of the serpent. Hallelujah. Because the serpent is already cursed. So who will work for you now, Adam? We shall receive a just recompense of reward. There is always a consequence for disobeying the word of God. It does not remove your sonship. It does not remove your sonship that a son of God disobeys the word of God. Does not make you no longer a son of God, but you will pay for it. There is always a consequence for every act of disobedience. The day you catch that, you will now say, take heed how you listen. Take it who you hear. Because that serpent is still talking today. It is because women are eating from that tree that is making them dress like this. Dress like prostitutes and still say they are children of God. It's not only fornication. Because there are preachers anointed, very, very anointed, that will pervert the gospel of Christ and teach another gospel and preach another spirit and present another Jesus. That's who they are. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. So that you understand what happened in the Garden of Eden. Verse 2, 3, 4. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Hey, hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But as here, he went back to the Garden of Eden. Lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve, through his subtlety, cunningness, so your mind, can you see now? It has to do with the mind. It's your mind. What you hear, you store your mind, you act on it. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preached another Jesus, whom we have not preached. If you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Go to verse 13. Verse 13. For such that preach another gospel, another spirit, are false apostles. And they are everywhere in the world. Very many in Nigeria, in Africa, among the Pentecostals, among spiritual churches. Because I told you, hallelujah, the place of interest of Satan is the Garden of Eden. And the Garden of Eden is God's dwelling place with his children. And our Eden is the church. Praise the Lord. Our Eden is the kingdom of God, known as the kingdom of heaven in the Bible. Let's read on, please. Praise God. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. God did not send them. Christ, he gave some apostles, but this one, they transform themselves into apostles. Motivational speakers transform themselves into apostles. With feigned words like the serpent, that old serpent in the Garden of Eden. The Transmabalao have transformed themselves to prophets. They have transformed themselves. Let's read on. Hallelujah. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, Satan has ministers. What are they doing? They are giving something to Eve, the church, to eat. His ministers, church, continue to say, Pastor Moses is a critic. Criticize, condemn. Continue to say, we are one. We are not one. You will soon know that Cain and Abel are not one. Why are they angry? You will soon know why. Why? These denominational serpents that transform themselves to angels of light. You should know why they hate the ministry of William Branham. Why they hate this ministry. There's a church that has a bank in Nigeria. When they demolish this place, one bishop, it's like, you know, their union. Their strategy is to promote the gospel. They are promoting the gospel. In quote. So any church, as long as you are registered, you have land. If you want money to build, they will loan it, give you the loan. No collateral. Your collateral is your certificate of occupancy. And that's all. So they came to me in my office here, the general manager of that bank. It's a mortgage bank. And he was convincing me, he said, the difference between us and other banks is that we just need the three people. They will just look at your profile. If they approve it the next day, just come, we give you the money. He said, just pray that they will accept your own. And I asked, Abeg, which church get the bank? He mentioned it to me. I said, if they give me, it will be a miracle. He said, just give me 2 days. I waited 1 month. He didn't come back. So I called him. I said, I didn't see you again. He said, you should have known. Since I didn't come, it means it was not approved. And I said, I was waiting to see the miracle that it will approve. Because Cain and Abel are not one. They're not one. Praise the Lord. You must catch this. What you hear, it is what you hear that determines your Christian faith. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, it is not just the sex act. Can't you see? From that same tree, under that same knowledge, can't you see how that churches today are celebrating St. Valentine's Day? It's love. It's love. Why are women dressing with trousers, Christian women, dressing with trousers and going to church? Because that serpent, anointed by that spirit, and he doesn't know it, is reasoning knowledge. That no, 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 no. It no, 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 no. A man, a woman, it's abomination for a woman to wear that which pertaineth. Pertaineth. This is the meaning. No, dress like that, that's not what it means. The serpent is speaking again. So you will now eat it. And when you eat it, then they ate it, they had sex. You eat it, you're wearing trousers like a man, dressing like a man. You eat it, you're piercing your body. You eat it, you are wearing a ring. You eat it, you are drinking beer. Inside church, you are drinking alcohol. You eat it, you can be pregnant and still come to the altar and they wed you. You eat it, God is love. God created you the way you are. You eat it, there will be nothing wrong with lesbianism, nothing wrong with the gay, nothing wrong with gay marriage. If you eat it, you will never have anything. No holiness. God is good. God is good. You eat it, you will never hear any sermon of condemnation. There will nothing to condemn you anymore. Why? It's grace. You see me do anything? It's not me doing it. It's in my own nature. But it's not me anymore. So continue. Continue doing all the nonsense you are doing. God is a good God. God cannot consume you. Forget all these people. They don't know grace. I am a teacher of grace. You eat it, you will. Hallelujah. Churches today, are they gathering to know how to go to heaven? No. Churches today are a gathering of people who want to learn how to be rich. They gather a group of people who want to learn how to prosper on earth here. That is what the church is today. Nobody goes to church so that their spiritual life can be like Jesus. All they are doing is prosperity, how to make it. So, by this, what are their testimony? Or they are going to church for healing and deliverance. Nothing more. Since doctors cannot heal me, I don't have money to go to the hospital. Where will I go? Then one man is advertising water. One man is advertising oil. One man is advertising anointing. Unknown to them. He's not advertising the real Jesus. The real Jesus we advertise is hanging on the cross. He hung on the cross for my healing. He hung on the cross for my deliverance. If a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh him to be at peace, even with his enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is dominating today is a gathering of earth-bound people. No more gathering of heaven-bound people. That is what Satan has succeeded. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And because they listened to that serpent, that animal, what happened? They practiced what they were taught. But unknown to both Eve and the serpent is that Satan was planning a cross-breeding. That's where the mystery is. It was not an apple that was eaten. Oh, you know better now. The sin they committed was not sex. Oh, sex is the evidence they were already sinners. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you say it is apple. Let me let you know that it is sex. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 7. He said, then they knew after they ate. Verse 7. Genesis chapter 3 verse 7. And then the eyes of them both were open. Were they blind before? The open there is understanding. Because the next word follows, and they knew. That is the understanding. And they knew, they saw that they were naked. Attention was for the first time called to their sexual organs. And they sewed fig leaves together and made aprons of them. Now, what did they cover? Now, we always say they covered the mouth they ate from. Now, let's place this thing very well now. They knew they were naked. They now knew the attention was called to their sexual organs. So, they immediately took something to cover it. They made fig leaves to cover it. Number 2, chapter 3 verse 16. Chapter 3 verse 16, the evidence that it was a sexual act. See the cause. How the woman was caused. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. It is her reproductive system that was caused. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Authority was taken away. Praise the Lord. But more importantly, take note that it was her reproductive system that was caused. Because what happened had to do with her reproductive system. Something was deposited there by that action. What is the result of that action? Again, in that same verse 16 of Genesis chapter 3, you will notice the equality with man was removed. They were one before, equality. So this is why Apostle Paul put it this way. 2 Timothy chapter 2, let's read it from verse 11, 12, 13. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, and verse 11, and verse 12, 13. 1 Timothy, this is why this commandment is brought forth. Let the woman learn the process of salvation, learn the process of redemption in silence, and with all subjection. But I suffer not, I permit not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence when it comes to the things of the gospel. This is the reason. In seniority, Adam was first formed, then Eve. And finally, and Adam was not deceived, But the woman being deceived was in the transgression. And he added in verse 15, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing. If, that's the condition, they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. So, why? That lets us know. If Adam was not deceived, because the problem of Adam was not, thank you, Father. The problem of Adam was not that he had sex with his wife. And that is why the sexual organs were created. It's for reproduction. And reproduction will only come by way of sex. But what was the sin of Adam if he was not deceived? He hearkened unto the voice of his wife. He did what? Now, from the word hearken, hearken there means it's not just obey. He didn't obey the voice. He hearkened. That means it was not just oyakonduam. There must have been some argument, some conviction, some argument. See, but God says so. But this one, no. But and the woman, and remember that he loved her. That was the only companion he had. He loved her so much. Although he knew that it was against the law of God, he identified with her sin to save her. How do you know? The mystery of godliness proves it. When we get there, you will see it. Hallelujah. You have to understand that equality with man was removed. Adam, the ground was cursed for his sake. The effect of what happened, the serpent was cursed and was changed to a crawling animal. Today, an upright beast became a crawling animal, crawling on his stomach, until God refused to forgive him even in the millennium. He said, dust will he still be eating, even in the millennium. To tell you how God hates the perversion of his word. And in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 14, praise the Lord. Enmity. Let's read it. And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. And yet it was above all of them before. It was reduced. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee, you serpent, and the woman, and between thy seed. Serpent had a seed, and her seed. It shall bruise thy head. That is, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of serpent, and you, serpent, shall bruise his heel. Enmity began. And as we go on further, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will prove to you that chapter 3 verse 15, the woman referred to there is not Eve. And the seed of the serpent referred to there is not Cain. They are looking at me. I said, are you surprised? Francis? No, we have discussed that with you. So you know it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And before I come to that, people are surprised. The woman that was referred to there, that we have enmity with serpent, is not Eve. The woman referred to, hey, hallelujah, and the seed of the serpent. The seed of the serpent is not the Cain, with reference to chapter 3 and verse 15. Can I divert and quickly settle that, so that you won't go confused? Praise the Lord. Let's read it again. And I will put enmity between you, serpent. Between you, serpent, thee, and the woman, and between thy seed, serpent, you have a seed, and the woman's seed shall bruise thy head, the serpent, and you, serpent too, you will bruise his heel. I say it again. The purpose why he produced Cain was not to kill Abel. The purpose was to create a man that will have animal nature with a human nature mixed together. So that as time goes on, there will be a cross breeding so that human beings can also have animal nature in them. That is the mystery. So that anytime he wants you to act like the animal that is you should be, he will come and anoint that animal nature and make man to be acting like an animal in the wild. Therefore, Cain is not the seed of, he is the seed of the serpent there in that garden. But that prophecy there in chapter 3 verse 15 is not referring to Cain. Now let's see it. Revelation chapter 12. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody, okay. Revelation chapter 12. So let's read it. Read it for me from verse 1. Please, everybody listen. I will close on that for today.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
Listen again. Verse 1.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven.
Uh-huh.
A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
Who is that woman? Who is that woman?
Israel.
Israel. Go on.
And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And he still drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman.
Now, wait. And he still drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. So that you will know who that dragon is. He's telling you the history of what made them to drive him away from heaven and put him on earth here. Go ahead.
And the dragon stood before the woman.
And that woman is who? That woman is who? Go ahead. Israel.
Which was ready to be delivered.
Uh-huh.
For to devour a child as soon as it was born.
So the woman has a child. The woman has a child. Hallelujah. Go on.
And she brought forth a man child.
Who did she bring forth?
A man child.
A man child.
Who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron.
Uh-huh.
And a child was caught up unto God.
Uh-huh.
And to his throne.
Uh-huh.
And the woman fled into the wilderness.
Now, hold on. You can read on and on. That woman is who? And the child that he brought forth is who? Eh? is the Lord Jesus Christ, correct? Galatians chapter 3. Verse 16.
Now to Abraham and to his seed.
Listen. Read it carefully again.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made.
Uh-huh.
Is yet not unto seeds.
Not seeds as of many.
As of many.
Uh-huh.
But as of one.
Uh-huh.
And to thy seed.
Uh-huh.
Which is Christ.
Which is?
Christ.
Christ. Hallelujah. Galatians again chapter 4? Verse 3.
Even so, when we were children,
uh-huh,
we were in bondage under the element of the world.
Uh-huh.
But when the fullness of the time was come.
Now listen, but when the fullness of the time was come,
God sent forth his son,
uh-huh,
made of a woman,
uh-huh,
made under the law.
So who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the seed of the woman. If Jesus is the seed of the woman, hallelujah. Abel is not the seed of the woman. Amen. Abel is the seed of Adam. Cain is not the seed of the woman because no man pregnanted Mary. That is why Jesus is the seed of the woman. Hallelujah. Who is that woman? That woman is Israel. If you don't catch this, you will be lost in understanding what was happening in the Garden of Eden. As soon as man fell, God ignited a prophecy for the redemption of man through the seed of the woman. That is why he came by a virgin birth. So when he was talking, he was not talking to Eve. He was talking to serpent. He was giving serpent a prophecy. Serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman. Finish reading it so that you see the enmity. Chapter 2 of Revelation. Continue where you stopped.
Verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God.
Persecution.
That they should and feed her.
Do you know why it's the persecution? It's because of the woman. The seed. Because of the seed. Satan understood that prophecy. Preachers don't understand the prophecy. Satan knew that there is going to be a virgin birth that will come up. And he knew that woman, that is why he said, and another wonder in heaven, a woman clothed and given a description of Israel. And he called her a woman. And that she was pained, pregnant, ready with birth pains to deliver. And the dragon stood by, ready to devour that seed that the woman will bring forth. Is that not the story of Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, while you look at Mary, yes, but on a broad sense, it is Israel. He came to his own. His own received him not. That pregnancy is the prophecies. Isaiah gave that prophecy. And many other prophets gave that prophecy of the birth of a virgin, of a child that shall come forth, and the government authority shall be upon his shoulders. And this will be his identity. And Satan was studying that. Just as he studied that of Adam and Eve. When Adam was being created, he was also watching to see. And as soon as that man, Jesus, began, as soon as a confirmation was announced, because he didn't know who it would be until the day Jesus came out of that water. And a voice from heaven announced, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." And he came out of that water. The Bible says he was moved to the wilderness to be tempted. Because now that Satan knows who you are, temptation will come. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And since he could not kill him using Herod, when the wise men did not come, anybody below 2 years, kill all the male children. That is what that prophecy is talking about. He looked for him. He didn't get him. So, no, kill him. He was looking for that seed of the woman to kill. But since he could not kill him, he has to use another means. He never gives up. He now has to come in the area of his commission. And then began to say, if thou be the Son of God, if thou be. But before them, hallelujah, Jesus has been empowered. Oh, glory be to God. He has been empowered. He's no more a small baby that somebody had to take him and run away. All power in heaven and on earth is given to him. Hallelujah. Now read on, see the enmity. Let's finish that.
That they should feed that day 1,203 score days. Verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was that place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
That's his history, yes.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
Yes.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman.
After the woman.
That it might cause her to be carried away of
the flood.
That
is the enmity going on between the serpent and the woman.
And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen.
That is the enmity that was taking place. Church, while Satan was able to plant his seed in the womb of Eve with the motive of crossbreeding, he succeeded. God also, in that chapter 15, ignited this mystery of redemption. The salvation plan of God was spoken in prophecy in chapter 3, verse 15. As soon as man fell, the provision for the restoration of man was made that very day, according to the script that he has written. And that woman that was in enmity with the serpent is Israel. That had the seed of the woman, which is Christ. And he will bruise serpent your head. But you will bruise his heel. His head here. Amen. Is that you will finish him. You will kill him, destroy him. But the heel of the seed of the woman is the progress of his ministry, known as the gates of hell. But he said, they shall not prevail, but they will disturb. You will get to understand this cross-bleeding when we come to chapter 6. By the time we come there, you will know why some people are referred to the sons of God and the daughters of men. When next we continue from there.